Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan on News Talk.
You heard Eamon mention the rising temperatures across Europe, again set to jump over the next couple of days. Because of that, some people are now choosing to enjoy the sunshine here in Ireland this summer and not bother venturing abroad. But for some people, their staycations, they're often shorter, they say, due to the cost of accommodation. So we want to know, where did you find value? Dara's with me on the line today. Dara, are you heading abroad or doing a staycation this year?
Hi, Andrea. I have been doing a staycation for the last couple of years, and now I am actually heading abroad. I'm heading off to Lanzarote in about 2 weeks' time, and I cannot wait.
Why the change, Dara?
Money. I mean, that's the big thing, you know. I kind of find, like, you know, when you're booking a holiday, you're not actually buying a holiday, you're buying an experience. And the thing with Ireland is not only money, but the weather. And I know we've had a great year this year and we had another great year last year. But the problem with Ireland with unreliable weather, the bad weather brings stress when you've got kids. You know, I mean, I've sat in a caravan in Kerry and the rain bouncing off the roof and trying to figure out what on earth to do with the young lad. And it just brings stress. And it's always the first thing that people say to you when you come back from holidays. It's like, oh, where were you? I was in Kerry, I was in Spain, I was wherever I was. How was the weather? And it's the experience. If we have weather, if we have good weather, we can get outside and we can do things. If we have bad weather, we're stuck. In Ireland, we just don't know about the weather. Then it's the cost. I mean, the amount of money, you know, that we've spent on hotels. And even just when we stayed in a caravan a year ago, that even all the activities outside of that were so expensive. And even eating in restaurants and going for a drink in a bar, everything costs so much. And so when we put all that together, we thought, well, this year our experience is going to be better because we can almost guarantee the sun. Now, it'll probably rain on us all week, but sure, look, that's life. But everything, when we put all the value that we're going to get, just foreign seemed better. You know, I mean, I think the debate here really isn't about just Ireland versus abroad. It's about value. I mean, you can't beat the way you're treated in Ireland. You can't beat the kind of the hospitality, yeah, and all of that, you know. But when it's the same price to go to Spain, you just, you know, sometimes it's just better experience.
I do wonder, and look, I take all of those points, Dara. I do often wonder sometimes, though, do we accept lesser standards abroad, though?
Like, Yeah, we do. Because there's other things balance it out.
You see, you spend very little time in the apartment or the Airbnb or the hotel room when you're in Spain or Italy, typically, because you're out doing all of those things you talked about, or you're at the beach, you're out for a walk, or you're doing activities. You're not spending as much time. And I think we often accept reduced standards because of that. You know, your 3-star accommodation in Ireland is different to the 3-star accommodation in Spain.
Oh, definitely. Yeah. And we do accept, because we get all those other factors. We know that we don't have to stay in a hotel room the whole day. We know we don't have, we can get out and experience so many things for free. Whereas in Ireland, if it's raining or if the weather is bad, we have to go in to pay in certain areas, go to different places and pay for them. I mean, another thing I find about Ireland is the selection of rooms, certainly when you've got kids. There's a limited number of kind of adjoining rooms or rooms with partitions. I mean, I remember, 2 years ago, and when the young lad goes to bed, you know, so do we. Mm. I remember sitting in the hotel room, bathroom. My wife was sitting on the toilet. I was in the bathroom. We were drinking a bottle of wine and watching Netflix on the laptop.
Yeah.
Desperately hard not to make an echoing laugh from the bathroom that would wake them up, you know. I mean, that's the reality, you know.
Yeah, whereas maybe you might have more kind of balcony, I don't know, accommodation or something in an apartment or something like that. No, I take your point, exactly. And then you're into a suite and everything that goes with that. Can you give us a ballpark, Dara? It's 1800 453 106 is the number. Roughly, how much would you have paid for accommodation in Ireland? Roughly.
Oh, for a week away. Oh, if you were to put in everything, including dinners and activities, you could be talking $2,500-$3,000.
Yeah. And how far in advance would you typically book that?
I would try and be as I'd try and plan as well as I can, and I would try and do it so that I would be paying it in installments of some sort if I can, or you know, do it, you know, trying to pay off something if I can put a deposit on a hotel and then slowly kind of build up the money myself and then pay it when we get there. But I would try and plan maybe 6 months in advance if possible. But then you just, you know, I find when you plan too much, when you plan too far ahead, your mind keeps changing, you know, so you're kind of going, yeah, I'm heading down to Kerry for a week, and then 3 months to go, you kind of think, God, I wish I went to Galway now. And then, you know, a week to go, going, I wish I was going somewhere else. And then Spain pops in your head and a great deal comes along.
And this is why you're off to Lanzarote in 2 weeks now because of this.
Yeah. And it's just, you know, I think for me, it's, you know, you just want to come back with a good experience and a stressless experience.
Well,
you know, with kids, life is stressful, and you just want to be able to. I mean, I'm just thinking about Lanzarote, where we've hired a villa. There's about 12 of us going, family and all of that, and enough people around to watch the kids. There's a swimming pool. It was a cheap villa when we split it across a lot of us. It's all self-contained, so you don't need to worry about kids going missing or things like that. And it's just, I'm just so looking forward to just sitting down and reading a book.
Doing it in the bathroom.
Not doing it in the bath, yeah.
Enjoying the bathroom space with your wife, so he's going to have a glass of wine and watch Netflix. Stay with us, Dara, for a moment, because Nicola LeBrady, who's a travel writer, Nicola's joining us here on the programme as well. I was reading reports this morning, Nicola, you know, about holidaying in Ireland. Like, the searches are up, so more people are thinking about staying at home this August, but there's limited availability, and they're quoting some, I mean, fairly staggering, eye-watering prices.
Yeah, when you see some of the prices, it's just bonkers. Like, I was looking when we had our last little spell of the glorious weather, and it was nice sort of in the Midlands, and I was like, God, I might just book a night away. And the hotel I was looking at that I'd stayed in before, the entry-level rooms are 400 for the night. I was like, you've got to be kidding. Like, there's no way.
And are we talking about is this some sort of a fancy resort without naming the place? Are we...
No, not particularly fancy. Now, it was the access to a pool that I wanted.
Right.
Or, like, access to a beach. That's what I was looking at. Like, I was getting obsessive checking the forecast. Because that's the thing. If you can go last minute and you can follow the weather, like, I was so jealous of the people who were out in Connemara or West Cork when we had that amazing spell of 28 degrees. Because if you catch it then, like, it's such a cliche now, but there's nowhere like it. Like, where else would you want to be if the weather is that nice? And you're by those beaches and by that water. It's just incredible.
Listener tells me they're getting 3 nights hotel and flights to Faro in Portugal for €265 per person next May. Like, I mean, if you're booking that now for next May, you are going to get good value. Listeners are giving out to me, Nicola, for making the point today that, you know, like, I feel if you're looking to book a holiday in Ireland on the 28th of July and you want to go next week or the following week, you can expect to pay big money for it.
Now, that I had a little look around just this morning because that's what I was expecting to find. Now, surprisingly, last minute, you can still get some bargains. There's this perception that it's sort of the astronomical prices across the board, but you can get some good bargains. Like, there's a hotel in Connemara Sands Hotel, and I was looking in August and they still had rooms and they were $230 a night, like you're on the beach. There's a place in West Cork, adults only cottages, and they have a pool. Ard Navaja is the name, and they've got 3 nights in August for $375, which is amazing value for two people for 3 nights. Again, if you have the weather and you're in a little, you are an apartment by the pool in West Cork. So it's not all doom and gloom and those expensive prices. Now, they do exist, don't get me wrong, but you can find value still.
But, like, if you're looking to spend 5 nights, you know, or 7 nights has been quoted in some cases today in 4- and 5-star hotels, then you should expect to spend money on that, shouldn't you?
For sure. And I think depending on where you're going as well, like, all of the American tourists who are over, who actually, the majority think that Ireland is offering good value, like, they're staying in the places and sort of, I'm not saying they're boosting up the prices, but it is peak season for a lot of people coming into Ireland. So you can't expect much less, really.
Listener here tells me I can't afford to stay in a hotel in Ireland or abroad, and as a result of that, I go wild camping. It's free. People should do it more. Another listener says, if you're booking anywhere last minute, it is going to be expensive. This listener says that they priced a trip along the Wild Atlantic Way for a week with two children. It was going to cost them about £1,000 more than it was for their week in Spain. Eugene Garrahy from Dublin Bay Cruises is with us here, Nicola, on the line as well. You see, the problem is, Eugene, whether there is good value or not, there's the perception that Ireland is too expensive.
Well, true. But the thing about it is a lot of the people that are listening to this programme are living in the Pale. And Fáilte Ireland are promoting one of the nicest experiences in Ireland. That's the Dublin Coastal Trail. And a lot of the people are living within the Pale, 1.6 million people, that maybe can't afford to take a holiday either in Ireland or abroad. And there is the most wonderful experiences along the Dublin Coastal Trail. I mean, Dunleary right down is one of the most beautiful counties in Ireland, with its lakes and rivers and harbours and lighthouses. And, you know, and the other thing is, it's a biosphere. It's a UNESCO biosphere. So in response to that last year, we went from diesel to HVO, thereby reducing our emissions by 80%. So we have a deal with Éireann Róid Éireann called the Dublin Tourist Loop, and that's within the Dublin Coastal Trail. So you can travel by boat right across the bay between the city, right in the heart of the city, to Dunleary and out to Howth on a boat, and then you can get the electric dart back. So you are doing, like, you know, where we're all suffering now for this climate change and that.
Yeah.
We have been proactive in that with Éireann Róid Éireann. So you have a clean electric train and you have 80% reduction in emissions on the Dublin Bay cruise boat. So that is something that anybody that cannot afford, and our prices start from €12 right up to €40, depends on what you want to do. Children are €12 from Dunleary into the city every day. You don't have to book it far in advance. And it is one of the most beautiful experiences that people in the Pale, they can't afford a holiday and they don't have to book it that far in advance.
We're doing something different.
So there are things, there are so many, and kids absolutely love it and they bring their dogs with them. So there's an experience that, like, within the Pale, people can experience that any day
and
of the week.
And who's doing that, Eugene? Is it tourists or is it typically Irish holiday makers?
No, it's Irish holiday makers in the main. But from the city, you get an international tourist for sure. But Irish people that just love getting out and about with their kids, and they can do it at the drop of a hat. It's just one of the many experiences along the Dublin Coastal Trail, all those beautiful towns and villages from Dalkey right up to Balbriggan. And there's an experience, a beautiful experience, any day a family can do it and bring their dog with them.
Yeah, Tom has got in touch. He makes the point today. He says, I actually have one of the Lakeland cottages in Killarney. I rented it again this year from between the 8th to the 15th of August. It cost €1,185. It sleeps 8 people. There's 6 of us going, so it works out at about €29 per head per night. It has playgrounds, it has 2 tennis courts, it has games rooms. We've never given more than €20 for our dinner, and the pint is cheaper than my hometown. It's far better and far cheaper than going abroad, and none of the hassle with the airports. Another listener's got in touch to say, we run a staycation business in Wicklow, and I think you're doing us a disservice. I rent out 3-bed houses for between €700 to €1,000 per week. You get children's play areas, and it's on half an acre. So there is some value.
You see, the thing about it is, Andre, for sure there's value. You have to be clever and you have to look around. But like, it looks like we're getting high pressure again for the next 2 or 3 weeks. So there are loads of opportunities along, within the Pale, and you can travel on the electric dart and travel on an eco-friendly boat. So there are options with a view to reducing your carbon footprint as well. There are options and there's great value. And you can plan it like a day or two in advance. You can bring family and friends with you. So there are options out there and there's beautiful places along the Pale.
Megan is with us on the line. It's 087 1400 106 is the WhatsApp number. We want to hear your holiday experiences at home and abroad. Megan, why did you get in touch?
Well, I run a company with my mum called Unique Irish Homes, and we're a collection of self-catering properties. We have about 85 of them. A lot of them, majority are privately owned homes that we rent during summer, off-shoulder months as well. And, I think we're great value. We've seen a huge uptake in Irish last minute holidays this year, and most of our stays are up to 5 to 7 nights. So these aren't even short stays. These are people coming in wanting to go to Connemara, up to Donegal, you know, down to West Cork or Kerry for a week. And, you know, they're probably coming from Dublin, maybe Cork, heading up north. Our value for a house that sleeps maybe 4 to 6, you're looking at about 400 or 500 quid a night, which is great because you can, again, cook at home. You can spend
about 100 quid per person, roughly, is it?
Yeah, about that. But you know, so you've got a family or you've got a house that might sleep 6 to 8. Then you've got 2 families going in. It really ranges, and it ranges on the area as well. But we found this year, and even last year, there was an uptake in last minute bookings just because of, yeah, the weather, which I think some of the people who've been on have mentioned. And we're still seeing it with people inquiring for August this year just because the weather's been great. Now, we're also getting people booking for 2027. So you're Americans and, you know, people on mainland Europe. But I do think with how hot mainland Europe is getting, well, we're seeing a lot of people kind of coming to us and wanting to spend longer times. And I guess
when you say, Megan, your unique Irish homes, does that mean, are we talking about luxury accommodation?
Well, some are luxury and some, I would say, yes, we're in the luxury space, but also it's just each home has a bit of a story. It's, you know, an old cottage on the coast of West Cork near Bantry Bay, or it's a cottage up, you know, Donegal area. Again, we do have the larger homes that would be sleeping 12 to 16 guests. And you're looking at about $6,000 a week. But there's a varying there of like what we can offer. But by all means, yes, some of our houses are quite on the luxury side, but then some aren't. You know, we kind of cater to across the board.
Yeah. And is that typically Irish holidaymakers that are looking to...
Well, we have a huge amount of returning Irish. Yeah, that's my mum and dad started this business about 14 years ago. And that's kind of where it all began. So we have a lot of people who come back. And what's lovely is they kind of go on our collection and they say, oh, you've got a new home in, you know, Connemara. We'll check that out this year. And last year we went to Kerry. So we're really lucky in how we've curated the collection to kind of boost, you know, where people might choose their next holiday. But then we get a lot of new people coming in. And this year we've seen an uptake in Americans for sure. I think a lot of Irish come to us because they know they can pick up the phone and have a conversation. So myself or my mum might answer the phone. They'll tell us how many guests they are, what's their budget, what they're looking for. So we're not like an online engine that you book from.
There's
we're
a bit of a
more
travel
kind of
agent personal approach to it.
Yeah, people really like that. Yeah.
Listener here says, I stayed in a double room in a 3-star hotel in Antwerp in early June. €357 for 5 nights. Beautiful, safe city, great restaurants, cafes, bars, fantastic public transport, beautiful architecture. And we were absolutely not ripped off. You see, people feel they're getting better value abroad though, Megan, don't they?
I don't know what can I say back to that. I think, look, yes, of course. That's incredible value. That is absolutely incredible value. But at the same time, you know, we're a small country with like a busy amount of tourists coming in as well. So, you know, I always say to people, try and book in advance as well. You know, even I think Eugene Gehrig was on there about cruises and stuff. You know, if people are booking a house down along the west coast of Kerry or wherever it might be, I'm saying Kerry and Cork a lot because we have a lot of houses down there because our kind of audience loves that area. But you know, you might find it tricky to book something, you know, if you wanted to get on. It can get very busy, and so, you know, people are working extra hard, and you know, prices do have to go up if that's the case.
Listener here got in touch to tell us, of course, if you're single, this is all even more expensive to stay anywhere. In my experience, it's about €100 to €150 to stay in an average B&B in Ireland if you're on your own. And this is actually the average cost that I'm experiencing all year round, says this listener. Carolyn Murray is the Director General Manager of the Shandon Hotel. This is something that you guys, Carolyn, are trying to address.
Yeah, thanks for having me on, Andrea. We came up with, it was actually just a personal experience from my own life. It's a loved experience. I remember the first Christmas after separation for myself, but obviously other one-parent families being bereaved. So we always had our magical Christmas experience, which actually gives us occupancy of over 70% in November and December. We created our own visitor experience within the hotel, and obviously we have our leisure centre as well. We're right beside the beach, so even if it's cold, there's nothing more atmospheric about wrapping up and going a walk on the beach.
Yeah.
But this year, we were kind of, we appreciate that there's 2 tourists here, and obviously hotels in Ireland, speaking from my own personal experience, increasing costs. And then secondly, you have families that are struggling. And then obviously a step further than that, you might have a one-parent family who's dealing with just one income, and on top of that, the emotional pressure of going to these traditional family events on their own. So we came up with an initiative that we would give them a further discount for one-parent families to try and alleviate that on specific nights like Thursday nights, so that when those families go, both the parent and the children feel more included because they're surrounded by different shapes and sizes of families.
Yeah, so it's kind of the single occupancy rate, but it's not just, I suppose, for single people. It's maybe where you have one parent and one or two children, or maybe three children, or whatever it is, that it's sort of a variant of that.
Yeah, it's been addressed because in the past, you know, like any, we're also trying to balance this commercial aspect of it.
So yeah,
you'd always try and have a certain amount for each room. But in the wintertime, like most hotels, like for example, the Shandon, before we took over the hotel in 2016, it used to close every winter. So the team that you would have had would have been unemployed. But since we took over, we opened through the entire year. And to be honest with you, we don't really make much money in the winter, but we love giving back and giving those experiences and doing it at the most.
And is there much take-up, Carolyn, of this?
Well, our occupancy in November and December is up over 70%, Andrea. So,
yeah.
And it's good value as well. Like, we appreciate it's wintertime, it's coming up to Christmas, people don't have the money. So it is very cost effective and it is a wonderful experience.
So it can be done.
It can be done. And again, going back to Dara there, you know, as he said, hospitality can't be beat in Ireland. And he's right. You know, it's a totally different business model, hotels abroad compared to here.
Mm.
I mean, for example, Spain, you know, their labour costs are probably half of what Ireland is. But this is a people business and every single thing that happens in a hotel is done by a pair of hands. Well, so I'm totally for paying our people right. And for the Shandon, we've over 150 staff employed throughout the year and none of them's on minimum wage. But that creates that visitor. I mean, this summer we're full.
Yeah, because of the kind of, well, it's a very unique offering and I can see people getting in touch about it. That's the affordable, as they describe, staycations for single parent families. That's the Shandon Hotel based in Dunfanaghy in County Donegal. Keep your experiences coming into us. We're going to come back to this after 1 o'clock today in the programme. It's 087 1400 106 is the WhatsApp number. Where are you getting good value?
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan. Weekdays at midday on News Talk. Conversation that counts.